Track 14. It's peak strawberry season, and Norfolk is one of the best places in the country to grow and eat the fabulous fruit.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Strawberry picking is part of the folk history of Norfolk. Long ago, summer days in the fields, fingers and mouths stained red from the sweet juices. However, fond memories of the strawberry harvest are not just part of our history. Richard Taken of the Taken's Farm Shop and Pick Your Own in Rollesby, near Great Yarmouth, said that during the pandemic, Pick Your Own customers had commented on how therapeutic they had found their time in the strawberry fields, outside, active and in touch with nature. At the Taken's, there is no entry charge or minimum pick, and Richard said, local families will visit several times a week for a punnet for their tea. The climate and the soil make Norfolk strawberries special, said Richard's daughter-in-law Emma. Our strawberries are grown in soil, unusual these days. The flavour comes from the many micronutrients in the soil. Our cooler climate means the strawberries are slower to ripen, giving time to develop more flavour. Strawberries have the best flavour when eaten warm from the sun. As well as the Pick Your Own, just off the A149 between Rollesbury and Repsworth Bastwick, is the Farm Shop at the Grange, Rollesby. The Taken's also supply strawberries to many more local shops and restaurants, including the East of England Co-op. They have been growing Pick Your Own strawberries for more than 40 years and hope the season will last through until late July. We grow several varieties, some early, some late, said Emma. This helps lengthen the season. Malling Centenary is the newest variety, developed to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Malling Research Centre. Christine is an early variety and our oldest. It's also my favourite. Did you know strawberries are the only fruit with seeds on the outside? Strawberries are members of the rose family of plants, alongside roses, raspberries and almonds. 8 strawberries contain more vitamin C than an orange, plus healthy antioxidants and anti-inflammatories too. They come in yellow and white, as well as red. Cold strawberry soup is a traditional breakfast for French newlyweds. Cookery writer Mary Kemp looks at strawberry history.
With summer comes an abundance of locally grown soft fruit. Picked ripe and in perfect condition, there's nothing better than a bowl of fresh strawberries and cream, or ice cream, and a sprinkle of sugar if you like. As with many of our favourite ingredients, strawberries come with fascinating history. The berries and the flowers were believed to symbolise righteousness and perfection. You'll find them in Christian art throughout the centuries. The leaves, being trifoliate, represent the Trinity. During medieval times, stonemasons would carve strawberries into altars and at the top of pillars in churches. Pagan belief was similar, with the three leaves representing the threefold earth, or Mother Goddess. The Victorians believed the berry symbolised perfection, sweetness in life and character, and perhaps sometimes modesty, as the berries are hidden by their leaves. Because of their bright red colours and heart shapes, strawberries were the symbol for Venus, the goddess of love. Be careful with whom you share a double strawberry. It's destined that the two of you will fall in love. Birthmarks are often called strawberry marks and historically have been seen as a sign of witchcraft. Anne Boleyn, the second wife of Henry VIII, had a strawberry-shaped birthmark at the back of her neck, which was used to prove that she was a witch. And, of course, there are the Roman legends about strawberries. Most commonly, it's said that when Adonis died, Venus wept tears that dropped to the earth and became heart-shaped strawberries. Some of my favourite ways to serve strawberries are with flavoured sugar. Try blitzing sugar with mint or lemon verbena. You could try filling a heatproof bowl with summer berries, make a sugar stock or syrup, adding lemon verbena or lemon balm once the sugar has dissolved, then pour over the fruit whilst hot, cover and cool. This just softens the berries and gives you a lovely red fruit salad. Or for those who love chocolate, pop fresh berries in the freezer for a couple of hours, melt white chocolate in a bowl over simmering water, then when it's time to serve, pour the melted chocolate over the cold berries. Delicious and easy.